Good morning. Welcome. Bienvenidos a todos to KSWB Suave Radio. It's now time for Go Local, Go Different Santa Fe. And we're going to start visiting with our good friend from the Office of Economic Development, Director Joanna Nelson. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Joanna, thank you so much for the opportunity, because every week we have an opportunity to sit down to visit with small business owners in our community. I say small business is big business. We all know that.
We do.
And we just want to start out by also saying thank you to everything that economic development does in our community to uplift business in our community, you and your entire staff. So thanks for being here.
Thank you, Esteban. Thanks for giving us the chance to promote our local businesses.
Joanna, tell us a little bit about Go Local, Go Different.
Sure. So Go Local is a program that we kicked off a couple of months ago, and it really is about just uplifting our local businesses. So you hit it on the head when you said small business is big business, and we understand that behind our local businesses are these incredible stories. They're entrepreneurs, they're stories of grit and tenacity and inspiration, and we hope that by sharing these stories about our local businesses that folks think before they buy, that they really put a focus on supporting our local economy and shopping local, supporting our folks and investing their money back into our community.
Well, something that I know you love is soccer, because you're a soccer player yourself.
It's true. Yes. Right? Yes.
And you're also a huge fan of the Santa Fe Gloom.
Yes.
As am I.
Yes.
Is all of Santa Fe.
Go Gloom.
That's right. And so today we get a chance to visit with David Freskes.
Yes, absolutely thrilled to invite David here. And not only is he a big proponent of the soccer community and has brought the Gloom here, but also is a business owner and on multiple fronts, and right, is a big supporter of our local business community, and can't wait to just hear his story.
David, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, David, we're going to look forward to visiting with you in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break, come back. But I agree with Joanna on many, many fronts. And you've done a lot to energize our community as well with your efforts in with our Hispanic Chamber. We're going to get into all of that when we come back in just a few short moments right here on KSWB Radio.
The Farmers Market Nutrition Program through the New Mexico Department of Health is back for the Farmers Market season. The program helps income-eligible seniors 60 and older or 55 and older Native American and families on the WIC program. This program connects you with fresh, locally grown produce, herbs, beans, pozole, and for our seniors, honey. Mark your calendars. Applications are required every year starting February 15th. Benefits will be available on a first-come, first-served basis starting July 1st. Seniors can apply starting February 15th online at nmwic.org. Just click the Farmers Market link or pick up a paper application at any Public Health WIC office or Senior Center. WIC families, contact your local WIC clinic to apply. New this year, weekly Wednesday senior signups will be held at our state office in Santa Fe. Visit us at 2040 South Pacheco Street, Santa Fe, New Mexico, or call 505-469-0548. Again, 505-469-0548 for assistance. Don't miss your chance to eat fresh, eat local, and support New Mexico farmers.
All right, we are back to visit with David Freskes. David, many of us in our community know you on many different fronts as the owner of the Santa Fe Gloom. You led the charge with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for a while, but you also own another company, don't you?
Correct.
So I want to get into all of that. Before we get into the small business front, though, David, when you led the helm there at the Hispanic Chamber, and obviously there's seasonal leadership and, you know, people come and go to lead the helm of it. During your tenure, you introduced what was called a 40 under 40, and that really energized a lot of people, a lot of businesses. Talk a little bit about just your why you wanted to do that.
Yeah, so it's very fitting that I'm here to speak on it, because it was actually, the inspiration came from your brother.
Oh,
when we were talking, you know, he had a whole initiative when he was mayor of Grow Santa Fe Young. So I was like, that's interesting. And there's so many young entrepreneurs, business owners here in Santa Fe that we overlook or we don't like recognize sometimes. So I said, you know what? I think we really need to start to recognize our leaders here in Santa Fe that are under the age of 40. And that's exactly what we did. So we called it the 40 Under 40 Business Leaders Awards, and it's a recognition dinner that we have. I would say it's every September. And it's every September, and it recognizes 40 individuals under the age of 40. It's for our entire community in northern New Mexico, and it's a great event. It's one of the bigger chamber events of the year.
It is a huge event. I mean, all the tables are packed.
Correct.
All the families, all employees with those businesses, they all yep. come. They yep. want to support the person receiving the award. And just that was really such a energizing moment every year with our chamber. So thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I feel like Bridget can probably fact check me with the Santa Fe Chamber, but I feel like the 40 Under 40 Business Leaders Awards is the biggest chamber event of the year. I think it draws around 500 people.
It's huge. It's yeah. absolutely huge. And why is that important? It's because when our small business leaders, you give of your time, you sacrifice from your own business
of course.
To help chamber business. And So thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome.
Now, let's talk about your businesses, David. We all know you with Santa Fe Gloom. You're out there front and center. But you have that and also another business.
Yeah. So long story short on this one is my mom had the 18-30 rule, which meant once you're 18, you have 30 days to move out. That's exactly what I did. I went off to school. And during my master's program, I walked into a nursing home. And I just completely fell in love with working with the elderly. And did that for a couple of years in the nursing home and then went off to San Antonio, worked for the San Antonio Spurs. That was a great experience. But it was always in the back of my mind to come back home to Santa Fe and to help our elderly population. So that's exactly what I did. This is an 11-year-old business. It runs 24/7, 365. It's called Age Friendly Senior Care. And we help our aging population age in place at home with caregivers.
That's amazing. I have to say, got to have a lot of heart for that. And anyone that's helped a family member, a loved one, to help provide some care can understand mm-hmm. What goes on mm-hmm. into that. And for you to have a company that does that, that's beautiful.
Yeah, we help with our aging population essentially stay home. With what's called ADLs, activities of daily living. So it's everything we would do for our loved ones, you know, helping them go from the wheelchair to the recliner, meal prep, medication reminders, companionship. And what it is, it's just love and patience. It's really what it is.
So do you, when you visit with the patient,
mm-hmm.
Do you also help them with like some exercises? You
know, yeah, exactly. Arms? We can do whatever, you know, our client wants us to do, whatever they're capable of. I think that's one of the great things about having our client at home is that they feel comfortable. You know, we want to build into what is already in their routine. And it's a great joy to work with them.
I know that there's a lot of people out there that want to stay in their home. They're familiar with mm-hmm. the steps, mm-hmm. maybe like you said, from
absolutely.
The recliner
yeah,
to the kitchen
absolutely.
Or to the bathroom
yep.
and want to be there. There are other options, of course,
mm-hmm.
as well,
mm-hmm.
But you help people stay where they want to be.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think that's exactly it. I think the biggest fall risks are happening, you know, kind of in the middle of the night. You know, so we have overnight caregivers as well. And when we see some of our clients transition into an assisted living facility, we often see that there is like an increase of falls because, of course, and it's just like all of us here. It's like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you kind of know where that door is and we're able-bodied and that's still difficult for us. So you imagine what it's like for our elderly clients. It's very similar.
Do you help families or clients when there is that either palliative care or maybe hospice? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So many times we get a client who needs just companion care. And that might be just going to the grocery store or just some light housekeeping, meal preparation. And then, yes, of course, inevitably our client grows older and they do step into a hospice realm. We are not a hospice company. However, we're still with our client until the very end. So we're helping them do the bathing, grooming, mobility assistance, all of those things from the bed, wheelchair, like I explained. But yeah, we are with our client until the very end.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, one of the things that's so important is that the client knows that they're loved, that they know that they have care, yep. that they have someone mm-hmm. to be there with them. Mm-hmm. The companionship cannot be stated enough because mm-hmm. Knowing that someone is there with them mm-hmm. Also goes a long way towards their happiness, behavioral health. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we think of depression, we often think of maybe younger demographics. Mm-hmm. Our seniors can very much face the same situation where they maybe don't have the best behavioral health because of circumstances.
100%. We see that a lot. Many of our clients are living alone. Some of their families aren't in this state. So we become their family.
Great. And so how many different caregivers are in your team?
Yeah, so we have over 20 caregivers at any given time. We have day staff, night staff, weekend staff. And just because we're watching a Denver Bronco game on Sunday, we're still working, because our clients are typically every single day.
If someone is listening and they're like, hey, I maybe want to reach out to David's mm-hmm. company. Mm-hmm. I have someone in my family that I'd like for you to meet.
Yeah, of course.
What's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, the best way is to go onto the website. It's agefriendlyseniorcare.com.
agefriendlyseniorcare.com.
Yep, that's
okay.
It.
All right, well, check into that. And we're going to also talk about your other company because I think that is also an amazing company. Mm-hmm. You have a love for soccer. You're the owner of the Santa Fe Gloom.
Yep.
You're a soccer player. Talk about kind of like your experience and why you wanted to start this company.
Yeah, so it's the Santa Fe Gloom. We are a pro futsal team. It's out of the National Futsal Premier League. We play against teams from Colorado, Arizona, and Albuquerque. That's kind of like our conference. Then there's a California division and a Midwest division. So futsal is a form of soccer. It's a smaller ball, smaller goal, played on a court. And it's 5v5, so five players on the court. Instead of throw-ins, there's kick-ins, and there's just a bunch of goals scoring. So it's live action. It's great. It's a lot of fun. It's very similar, and the best way I can describe it, it's kind of like street soccer. We've all been kids in that we just have our backpacks and the ball, and we just go outside and play. So that's essentially the closest thing to futsal. To answer your question on why this idea came to pass and why the Gloom has also been so successful is I think the Gloom really started all over Santa Fe with kids growing up here and always wanting like a professional team here in Santa Fe. I think that's essentially where it started. So often we're saying, well, we're cheering for the Broncos or the Cowboys, teams that are kind of like close to us. But the Santa Fe Gloom provides a professional team here in Santa Fe. So all those hopes and dreams of either playing for a team or cheering for a team, the Santa Fe Gloom is that for our local community.
Hey, that's exciting. You know, you have such a passion for everything you do. Mm-hmm. And the Santa Fe Gloom is no different. Whether you're a fan of futsal, mm-hmm. of soccer, mm-hmm. or you just want to be somewhere exciting, mm-hmm. the games are exactly that.
Exactly.
You invite the entire community.
Yep.
You have a lot of stuff going on during halftime mm-hmm. or you have yep. merchandise. Talk about the whole experience.
Yeah, so the whole experience, it's great. It's like the way we envisioned it was, why do people come to Santa Fe to stay here, to live here? And it's really about the culture, the food, the ambiance, the skies, the smell that you see when you go into a restaurant, it's all of that. And we wanted to copy and paste that into our venue space. So when folks are coming in, our fans are coming in, what are they hearing? What are they seeing? What are they smelling? So when they're coming in, they're seeing our big crowd, they're seeing our Gloom logo, they're seeing athletes in the community. So that's great. We have Frito Pies. We have local food trucks at our games. So they're smelling all the great native New Mexico food. We have a live DJ that's playing like Latin music. So again, we just really wanted to copy and paste what everybody loves about Santa Fe and all the magic of Santa Fe into an athletic event.
You know, talking about growing Santa Fe young, you also do that with the Gloom. You bring in our area students.
Yeah.
Give them an opportunity to get on the court as well.
Yeah, exactly. So when we first started this, and that might be another question too on like the struggles that we had, right. And that might be a whole another episode.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. But many of our team members here in the community were, our first team was six different countries. We had players from Mexico, from our coach was from Brazil, El Salvador, Honduras, local players here from Santa Fe and Albuquerque. So it really just enhanced, like, these are people who live and work in our community are now athletes here and showcasing the Santa Fe Gloom logo. So I think I kind of hope that answers your question, that we're seeking this to be like a homegrown thing here in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Right. Well, you know, I have seen some photos where you've had some students from our area high schools.
Yeah. Yep.
Being featured and spotlighted during halftime.
Of course. Yep.
Some champions.
Yep.
State
of
champions
course.
Of yep. some soccer.
Yeah, we had Santa Fe Prep boys.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So not to interrupt, Esteban, but we had Sergio Rivas, who's New Mexico United's like great famous soccer player. He is our general manager for the Gloom, and we invited Santa Fe Prep Boys Soccer, the state champions, out to our game to recognize them. So we want to be a platform to recognize our young athletes as well.
Well, that's terrific. You know, David, talk a little bit about like where the games are held and how often. Are there any upcoming games during the summer,
yep.
practices, scrimmages? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our games are typically at the Chavez Center and Santa Fe High School. Our season runs in the wintertime, so it's usually running from December through March, and then April's kind of the championship month.
Okay.
So those are our two venues. And shout out to Santa Fe High School and the Chavez Center. I mean, we could have never done this without their support. I mean, there's so many logistics that go on from saying, okay, when are we starting the event? What's going on at halftime? Cleanup. And the Chavez Center and Santa Fe High School, they've just been so patient with us and so courteous in opening up their doors to us.
Earlier, you had mentioned maybe sharing some of the history, some of the growth, the struggles, if you will.
Yeah.
Share a little bit about kind of what it took to get you where you're at today.
Yeah, I think we're still growing, obviously. And I think this is kind of the long story short, and I think there's a very powerful message to this for not just business owners or people who are starting their business as entrepreneurs, but really just like some really just valuable lessons. And so when I first thought of bringing a professional team to Santa Fe, it actually wasn't futsal. It was actually arena soccer. Arena soccer is, again, another form of soccer. It's played in a typically in a hockey arena because there's boards and there's turf laid out. So the ball doesn't go out of bounds. Again, it's live action, obviously, lots of goals. So it was called the MASL, Major Arena Soccer League. So that was an agreement that I had with the former mayor, Alan Weber. So we formed that agreement to have our games at the Chavez Center. So it was looking, and there was another team at the time, the New Mexico Runners, so we would also play them. So it was looking really, really magical to have. And Major Arena Soccer is far bigger than this futsal league. So Santa Fe really would have been put on the map as like a really sports destination. And as we know, the Chavez Center, the hockey arena is amazing. It's got great space. It's got sound. It's really made for an arena space. And we had that plan. However, the hockey teams and the ice skating community really fought back on that plan. And so it stalled, and then it finally just really kind of broke apart. And it was really discouraging for me because I felt like we really weren't getting kicked out of the Chavez Center, the Gloom, or, you know, this idea of having more family entertainment. It was really being left out of the Chavez Center, that there was just saying, like, you don't belong here. And for a person like myself growing up here in Santa Fe, it was just kind of, it was really sad for me to hear that from other community members, because I grew up in the Chavez Center. You know, I had my first kiss at the Chavez Center. So I had never really even thought of the idea of, like, other community members saying, no, you don't belong here. You can't be in this space. And that's essentially what happened. So we then had to pivot to futsal, which has proven to be a really great thing, because futsal is an Olympic sport, et cetera. I think for me, the lesson was, and I think for lack of better words, my disappointment in the community and at the city councilors at the time was I felt like people had to kind of pick sides. And we never wanted to pick sides. We wanted to share the space. Our proposal was six games through the entire year. That was it. And then it would convert back to hockey and ice skating. It was never our intention to take over the ice rink. We wanted to share the space just like we all share the space in other areas of the community, because it is a community center. It's not a private organization. So my disappointment was is that there was sides taken. And there wasn't a higher value of sharing space and community involvement. As we all know here in Santa Fe, people who have families, they want more things to do. And that's exactly what our idea was with the Gloom, was we just want more things to do in our community and have fun.
Do you think futsal has been successful?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what, yeah. what about the what would it take to get more futsal games in the season?
That's a good question. I think the best answer to that is our next phase is forming a Gloom Youth Academy. So what that is very similar to the New Mexico Youth Academy. And it's basically kind of our training team for these young athletes who are usually in the range of, let's say, like 13 to 18. And then they would then be Gloom players. So that season we're still trying to figure out. And that could be a spring or summer season.
Okay.
So it could be a different element of how we grow and have more games in the community.
So what do you see coming up next for futsal? I mean, just in addition to that, what's the overall vision, if you will?
Yeah, I think the overall vision is, I think the next step is creating our own venue space. I think we're going to grow out of the Chavez Center sooner than we think. We're already kind of testing the limits of having hundreds of people at the venue. So I think our next step is saying, okay, is there a sense that we want a concert venue here in Santa Fe, a big event center here in Santa Fe, a sports arena here? And I think that's where the Gloom is kind of moving towards, is saying, is that something that Santa Fe is ready for?
Well, you know, every week we have an opportunity to visit with small business owners, thanks to the Office of Economic Development, and they bring some small business owners so we can share their story on the radio. What does being part of Santa Fe's local business community mean to you, and why do programs like Go Local, Go Different matter?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what Johanna was mentioning, is we want our people here in Santa Fe to really invest their money into local business and the people here in Santa Fe. I think that's the main thing. Because if we don't have a strong local incubator of businesses and entrepreneurs, it's really hard for franchises to come in as well. So I think it's spreading the dollar further. It's proven in many economic studies. So I think that's what it means. And I think it's relationships. I think people want to feel connected to their brand that they're buying from. I don't know if that was the same maybe 50 years ago, but it's certainly, it's very evident now to the young kids that they're like, well, you know, I want to support something that means something to me. And I think, and you didn't ask this, Stefan, but that's why we thought of our Gloom name. We wanted the Gloom to mean something to our local community.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, talk a little bit about the genesis of what it took to come up with your brand.
Yeah.
Why Santa Fe Gloom?
Yeah.
Why the colors? How did you do all this stuff?
Yeah, so it was very similar to how we wanted our venue. You know, and how we wanted people to come in and smell the Frito pies. We wanted a team name that people were like, oh, we know what that means.
There you
know?
You go.
Yeah. And it took us about 6 months to figure out, okay, yeah, the gloom is the direction we want to go. We went through so many names. I mean, you name it. Like, there was, like, Santa Fe Lowriders. Like, you name it. Like, we had a whole bunch of names, hundreds of names. But the gloom just kept rising to the top every single time. And for many local people here in Santa Fe, gloom means tradition. It means fun. It means fiestas. It means zozobra. It means good food. It means good relationships. And again, that's what we wanted to exhibit at our Santa Fe Gloom Games.
I'm sure there's probably a lot of things that maybe I haven't asked that maybe you want to share. Anything, as we finish now this morning, anything left that you want to share with our listeners out there?
No, I think we're just so thankful to have the support we've had, because our first game was 3 years ago. We're going into our fourth season. I mean, it wasn't just me doing this. We have DJ Kiko, who's our DJ. So again, when you're walking into these events,
that's a cool name.
Oh yeah,
Kiko.
Yeah.
DJ Kiko.
Yeah.
So, I am jealous. I don't even have a name like that.
Well, we got to get you a DJ name.
Yeah. So. I need a cool DJ name. Yeah. Like DJ Kiko.
So I mean,
he just sounds fun.
He's amazing.
You hear a name, DJ Kiko, you're like, you know, good music's gonna come.
This is it. This is it. And I think that's one of the reasons why people come to our games, is because of the live music, you know, for sure. So could have never done it without him. We have Amanda with Land of Decals, a photographer.
She does great work.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
She's been on the radio with us before, about a year ago, maybe a little over a year. So I do want to send a shout out to her. Recognize
amazing work.
Her photography business.
She's amazing. You know, we have other teams in the league reaching out to us saying, hey, how do we get her?
Yeah.
You know? We have Jeff, our in-game announcer. Northern Soccer has been so huge with us. Our biggest games is when we collaborate with Northern Soccer. We have Sergio from the New Mexico United. He's been a huge addition to us. And we have our coach, Pat, amazing guy. And then we have our players. You know, they're the ones who are putting everything out on the line for making all of this happen. So, and then...
Go for it. How do you recruit your players, or where do they come from?
Yeah, so again, I think they're coming usually from Santa Fe and Albuquerque. But we also do have what we call the Gloom Condo, where we can now attract players from out of state or out of country to come play for us. So that's our biggest recruiting, is I think Santa Fe and Albuquerque. I've gone out to San Diego and Detroit and recruited a couple players in what's called like combines, where players just kind of showcase their talent, and we've moved them here for the season. But it's amazing how much talent is here in Santa Fe and Albuquerque to play against other teams.
Is there a minimum age or like?
The minimum age is 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if someone's interested in playing with the Gloom,
absolutely,
just reach it now.
Yeah, SantaFeGloom.com or even our Instagram, you know, page. Just DM us.
Yeah, because, you know, when we see our local kids that go and play,
that's it.
I mean, they're probably a crowd favorite, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah. So we had like Jesus Garcia. He was Capital High School. We had him our first couple of years. And again, that's what we're trying to include into this community, is those Santa Fe Prep, you know, state championship soccer players. Jesus was a state champion soccer player. It's like, okay, you finished high school. You know, you have many options in the world. You can travel. You can go to school. You can work. But if you're staying here in Santa Fe, come be a Gloom player, you know, and be a local favorite.
Well, you know, David, again, one more time, let's Santa Fe Gloom, but also we're talking about your other business,
mm-hmm.
For caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
Share that URL one more time.
Yeah, so agefriendlyseniorcare.com, and our phone number's on there as well. And then with the Santa Fe Gloom, it's santafegloom.com as well. We've got merchandise, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Great. Well, I want to say thank you to the Office of Economic Development for bringing us together, David. I do want to encourage any small business owners out there that need help, or whether you're struggling, mm-hmm. or you don't know what to do, or you need to take your business to the next level, maybe financing or funding, or whatever the case may be. The Office of Economic Development is always out in our community. They always have office hours where small businesses can go and meet and talk. And David has shared his journey on how you've grown and overcome and what you guys have done and adapted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a small business out there and you're looking on how to adapt and how to grow and what to do next, OED is such a great resource in our community. I want to say thank you to the entire team with OED to be able to help with our community. Appreciate it, David. Always great to see you. And have yourself a terrific rest of your week. And looking forward to next season.
Thanks.